I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 podcast, the latest on the mass shooting in Chicago. Tonight, Chicago police are looking for the shooter who opened fire at an outdoor basketball court on the city's southwest side. Police say the gunman used an assault-style rifle with a high-capacity magazine. A three-year-old boy is among the 13 people he shot. You can imagine what an assault-style rifle does to a toddler. The little boy was hit in the head. Another child caught in the senseless crossfire. We've been covering Chicago's epidemic of gun violence for years now in this program. Every death, every injury, a tragedy. Deborah Farrick is in Chicago tonight. She's been piecing together the mayhem that unfolded on that basketball court. Here's her report.
It was a perfect night for a late game of basketball. Perfect until the shattering sounds of gunfire.
I just heard the shots, like 20 shots.
Panic and pandemonium spread quickly.
Man, it was just a lot of police, a lot of ambulance. There's a lot of wreckage, a lot of people, everything.
The basketball game was in full swing. About 10:15, a gunman walked onto the court and opened fire using a high-powered assault rifle. People simply fell where they were. Others ran for cover. 13 were hit, including two teenagers and a three-year-old boy. Deonta Howard was shot near the ear, the bullet exiting his cheek. Miraculously, he survived. His grandmother is still reeling from the fatal shooting of her son several months ago.
But it needs to stop. Please. Y'all out here killing these innocent people.
This is the south side of Chicago, an area known as Back of the Yards. There's a lot of gang activity, a lot of shootings, and a lot of people simply don't come out after dark.
Based on evidence and our initial interviews with witnesses, this appears to be a gang-related shooting.
There are more than 100 gangs in Chicago. Turf wars are fierce, violence rampant, and Chicago's men have become desensitized, says Pastor Corey Brooks.
Is this street justice?
I'm sure if this individual does not turn themselves in, it could possibly mean more gunfire. It could possibly mean retaliation.
Retaliation, revenge, and a cycle of murder with no end in sight.
Deborah Farrick joins us now live from Chicago. 13 victims in one place. Do you have any updates on their conditions?
We do. Well, we can tell you that the three-year-old boy underwent two surgeries today. The family pastor says it's not clear what sort of long-term damage he will ultimately suffer. As for the other victims, the other 12, they were either in serious or stable condition. The police superintendent, Anderson, says it was a miracle that no one was killed. Anderson?